Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
So, Daniel, this play got rave reviews, and it sounds like it wasn't just an imitation, but a sort of exploration of the story of what happened to these two people.
Yeah, that's right. We became very obsessed with the Quaid stories, with how the media perceived them, how they perceived the attention that they had been getting, and we kind of used it as a jumping point to explore a whole bunch of themes that we had wanted to earlier. So we were dealing with themes of loss, with themes of grieving, with themes of death, and we just kind of filtered it through this really neat pop culture lens of the Quaids.
And I guess you got quite a surprise when they showed up in person over the weekend.
We were flabbergasted. We were just beside ourselves. We had no idea they were following us. We had no idea they even knew that we were up to something.
And when did you find out they were there? Did you just look out in the audience and they were there, or did they let
you know? No, we were, how it is Amanda and I are waiting separately to go on stage, so we're not in the same room. And at about my 5-minute call, my director, Jack Greenhouse, came to talk to me, and he said, "I want you to sit down." And I thought, oh, well, he's going to tell me that I've been skipping lines or that my performance is bad. I thought it was going to be something like, why are you telling me this now? And he sat me down and he said, "They're here." And the color just went out of my face, and I grabbed his hand and I said, "No, they're not. No, they're not," just over and over and over. And he left me, and he went upstairs to talk to Amanda, and I heard through our stage manager that Amanda was doing fine. And we went on stage knowing the other person knew, but not being able to connect about that before we started the show.
Oh, boy. And I mean, that's got to be the most daunting thing for an actor, to have the person you're playing be there in the flesh, in the audience,
yeah.
No matter who it is.
Yeah, and we were in a very small venue. We're not in a traditional theater venue. We're in a gallery space, so everybody's just kind of hanging out, sitting around us. So there's no lights. There's no stage. It was just us and them.
So how did the performance go?
Really well, really well. We really kind of fought through it, and we were really connected, and the audience got it. And, I had family there, and I took a deep breath, and I said, "I have to leave you for a second. Randy Quaid is here," which is something that I never thought I would ever say.
So they were great. You got to meet him backstage or after the show?
Both of them, yeah. Randy and Evie and their dog. The house manager of the space was outside taking care of Doji the dog. While we were doing the show. So we met Randy and Evie and the dog. And they were lovely. They were really complimentary. They were really interested in our process, and they laughed all the way through it. Randy gave us a standing O. They had a really good time, and I think they were really, really touched.
That's great. And I love what I'd read what Randy said. He said, "Oh, tell them we hated it, you'd get more publicity."
Yeah.
Is that actually what he said?
Yeah, because, they were really into it. They only wanted to give us more information. They only wanted to give us more transcripts from their interviews and more tidbits from their past. And they only wanted to see us make this show bigger and broader and more expansive. And, Randy was like, "Well, I can say all this stuff. Just tell them I hated it. That'll get their attention."
Good stuff. And now, in terms of meeting them and doing this show, I mean, a lot of the publicity was, "Hey, these two people are crazy." Is that the impression you were left with, or not?
No. They were extremely lucid. I talked to Randy about his work. I talked to him about, I had watched The Last Detail shortly before we began rehearsals, which made such an impact on me. We talked about the movies. We talked about the lifestyle. And we talked about their plight, and they were extraordinarily lucid, extraordinarily complimentary, and really, really easy to talk to and very approachable.
That's great.
Yeah.
So in your story, in the play, do you explore the sort of the crazy press that they
Absolutely.
Got?
Absolutely. There is almost nothing that we had to make up for this piece. Almost everything that we use in the piece is from the basis of a news article, from the basis of a real life incident. There is almost nothing that we had to fabricate.
So, given this, given all the studying you've done for this role and creating this piece, this play, and having met Randy and his wife or girlfriend.
Wife. Yeah.
Yes, and the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think everything they said about the conspiracy in Hollywood to kill actors and to get their money? Do you think that there's some truth to what they were saying?
As a writer and a performer in this piece, and I know that Amanda feels the same way. We can't make that judgment. We've created these characters who sincerely believe these things are happening to them and who sincerely believe that this organization is out to get them. And the only thing that I could tell you is we believe that they believe it.
Yeah, I see.
It's real sincere and it's real, real deep. And I'm so enmeshed with these thoughts and with these ideas and with these people that I can't even say. You know, I just can't say.
Yeah, I hear you. And meeting them, you got more information really about things that happened? Was anything good that you'll be rewriting into the show?
We want to. I mean, we wrote the show under very severe constraints. We wrote the show, it could only be 60 minutes. It could only be part of a festival. So, you know, we're kind of taking the week off to go to the beach and get some sun and, you know, see some silly action movies. And then we're going to reconvene and take it from there. But this is definitely a piece that bears expansion.
Great. So you will be taking it to the next level,
Absolutely.
Whatever that might be. Yeah. Excellent. Wow. Very exciting. Very, very exciting.
Yeah.
Now, okay, a question too. Like, when you're performing the piece and you see these people in the audience, do you ever look at them or do you totally avoid looking at them?
In this situation, again, because it wasn't structured as a conventional theater piece, so the lights are up, there's no stage, we're just kind of mulling about with the audience. We look, Amanda and myself, look every single person in the eye.
Wow.
So, you know, just to make sure that they're on this journey with us. So they were there. You know, there's one part of the show where very early on where we greet the audience and we say, thank you so much for coming. And I say, you know, with these kind of things, you never know who's going to show up. And I looked right at Randy and he just laughed.
That's great. Good stuff. Well, Daniel, congratulations. Sounds like a very interesting piece.
Oh, thanks, Gloria. We had a blast.
I'm sorry I didn't see it, but reading about it, I like that you mixed the themes and it wasn't just a sort of a sensational kind of portrayal.
Yeah, and again, we knew that there was something much deeper going on, and that's what we wanted to explore.
Great.
And I just want to mention our website is releasethestars, all one word, releasethestars.ca. So keep an eye out for our very next step.
Okay, great. Fantastic. Daniel, thanks so much for calling in.
Thanks so much, Gloria.
And congratulations on a successful Fringe.
Well, thanks so much.
And a celebrity on the scene.
Thanks. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.